Ever since budget talks went private a few weeks back, the public has been treated to two very different explanations of who's to blame for the budget impasse. Yesterday, both sides elaborated on their sides of the story. In calling for a special session, Doyle said Republicans' actions over the last couple days were telling, specifically when they backed off an earlier offer to increase the cigarette tax by $1.25 a pack.
We were really coming to the point where this was truth time. I mean, you really had to say, okay, I'm willing to make a deal. And the way they ran and hid from that, I think probably these leaders are not willing to make a deal. I think they're under too much right-wing pressure. And I think that's why I hope by the call for the special session, we're going to see other legislative voices emerge in this.
Doyle says the new budget he introduces will reflect the latest offer Senate Democrats made in negotiations. It will include the full tobacco tax increase. It will also include Doyle's tax on hospitals, which is designed to generate more federal Medicaid dollars. The State Hospital Association last week dropped its opposition to the tax. The new budget would use $175 million from Wisconsin's Injured Patients Compensation Fund to pay the state's bills, and it would set aside the state's transportation budget for later. The governor says the two sides still aren't close on that issue, although he still favors taxing oil companies to pay for roads.
We have good roads in Wisconsin. People drive those roads. People use their products, and for them to chip in a little bit to help us pay for the, to make sure that that infrastructure is strong makes perfectly good sense to me. But we'll put that fight off for a week or two.
As far as concessions go, Doyle's new budget would get rid of his proposal to double the state fee on selling a house. Senate Democrats' plan to expand corporate tax collection would also be tossed. Doyle says the overall bill would spend hundreds of millions less than his original budget. State Senate Democrats plan to pass it on Monday. The thing is, that may not matter. Assembly Republicans have the power to bottle up this budget proposal. GOP leaders have their own story of why this budget is late. And Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch said yesterday that this special session changes nothing.
I am anxiously waiting for that headline that will show that there is no budget in Wisconsin because the Democrats will not relinquish on tax increases. I don't think that headline's coming soon, but that's really why we don't have a budget.
Hipsch says Republicans have done most of the giving in this process, when they offered to fund schools at the governor's levels and when they agreed in principle to take money from the patient's compensation fund. Hipsch says he's still offering the governor a cigarette tax increase, only at 75 cents per pack instead of the $1.25 Doyle proposed. That's still significant because it means Hipsch would lose the support of several of his own members.
If the Democrats would relinquish all of the tax increases that they want to do and all of the increased spending and meet us halfway as we have tried to do, there would have been a budget a long time ago.
Hipsch says if you look carefully at the governor's new budget bill, it's very similar to the one he introduced in February. The real estate transfer fee is gone, but taxes on oil, cigarettes, and hospitals are still alive. Overall, it taxes and spends $1 billion more than the budget Assembly Republicans passed in July. If Doyle's revised budget did come up in the full assembly, and Democrats supplied most of the votes, the governor thinks enough Republicans would buck their party leadership to pass it. Whether or not the plan gets that chance depends largely on what GOP lawmakers decide amongst themselves later this week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.